This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set?
Cocked.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're here for 2 hours today, broadcasting from the Ozark Mountains for the moment. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line. If you'd like to take us with you, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. In the front of the classroom, Ricky Rocket. Welcome, Rick Miller.
Good morning.
Well,
isn't that, we always talk about the weather.
Yeah.
I have some bad news for everybody. It's not good. I don't know what your weather's like, but our weather, I've never seen it this cool and this overcast for this many years, many days, in this many years I've lived in southern Oregon. It is, it's not summer. It's like fall. And I have met a friend I've known him a couple of years now via the internet. He worked with JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's a remote viewer, but he's a scientist remote viewer. That's an interesting combination. Something like Mays, kind of. In other words, he's got one foot in science and one foot in imagination. And he has been accurate in predicting earthquakes and comets. He's been dead on. And his, we're going to do on Jeff Rentz a special show next Wednesday on what he's seeing is about to happen. Now, Jet Propulsion Laboratory has an algorithm that they've developed over the years that is different than the one I developed for the military back in the 70s. Mine was based on the planet Uranus. Believe it or not, I did a computer study, and there was a 3 sigma error coefficient with the placement of the planet Uranus and weather, on earthquakes here on Earth. That's impossible. There's no known laws. And yet, statistically, it was a 99.9975% probability. Now, I can elaborate on that in a minute, but basically, that was the Department of Interior. They wanted to have a prediction on earthquakes. And this model was later massaged by Jet Propulsion Labs and has led to its current algorithms, which is different than mine, that it has predicted the California earthquakes and what is about to happen. And their model, and this is just a model, which means it doesn't mean it's true, but they have a high probability because of the accuracy in previous predictions, states that this winter coming up will be the coldest in recorded history, and that by 2024 there will be parts of Canada that are uninhabitable.
So
now, I don't know what that all means.
So you're expecting that this winter, to recap, is going to be the coldest we've experienced.
It's the beginning of the end. for, and here's the bad news, the level of weather they're predicting, when you go down into a storm shelter, you're going to need about 10 feet. When you come back up, everything on the surface will be dead. That means seed in the ground, anything in the soil, like mycorrhiza, it will be essentially not sterilized, but nothing lives. It will be below 100 degrees, minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It will be very similar to the outline and storyboard you found in The Day After Tomorrow. Now, I'm not trying to do a doom and gloom, and man will survive. I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of the so-called one percenters are already going south, Mexico and further south, and digging in. Now, I don't know what it all means. And I'm an old man, and I've gotten to a place where I'm not sure I could survive if I wanted to, because why bother? I mean, you know, I'm 75 now, and I've done what I can do. What I'm trying to say is, with all of that occurring, there is absolutely going to be a flush with currency. That is happening shortly. I mean, way sooner than anybody expects. And the Bitcoin and all of these cryptocurrencies are going to be the new direction in barter. Now, I don't know how this all plays. I'm a nerd. What I did do is I looked at the statisticals going back to 2,000 years when the planet Uranus and the Earth and the sun are in a certain geometric alignment. When that alignment occurs, you can count on a massive earthquake. And that was, I used the 360 computer back then to do the model all the way back then. There were other parts of that study that I didn't do. I did the computer study on it. It came out of Czechoslovakia during the time of what they called psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain. Russia at that time was not the technical giant that they are today. It was mostly Prague. And Prague had stuff. Yanov, there was a guy, a scientist named Yanov, that had developed the lunar sex cycle of the female, where when the woman is born, a code is locked into her for ovulation, and that if she moves, that code followed the phase of the moon and the sun with Earth. And we knew that was like an 87, that was one sigma error coefficient in ovulation, and could be used and was as a type of birth control. Now, what that's suggesting is the cosmos are not planets, because today in physics we know that space and time are constructs. They're not real. And because they're not real, they're the way man organizes information. And it doesn't mean they're real. And the experience of time for a child is quite different than that of an adult. And even in the most earliest philosophers would state it is a duration of consciousness. And they made distinctions between the sacred and the profane, you know, where something becomes timeless. And with all of that said, this Andy, I'm hoping it'll be 4 o'clock in the morning for his time, and he was going to do it last week, and we moved over, and we decided we're going to try to do it this week. And this man, in my humble opinion, is dead on. And I key off of his stuff when he sends it to me from England. He's been doing that now for a couple of years, and over the years you get a feel for accuracy on some of the people that you're dialoguing with, and this is one of my sources. And so I'm concerned, and I don't think anybody's ready. Literally, okay. I'm not. Okay.
Rick, let me just ask you a couple questions for clarification here. I believe you said we're looking at minus 100 degrees. I believe that would be Fahrenheit.
Well, minus 100 Fahrenheit, at least down to that. That is based on the currents of Europe and the Gulf Stream. It has to do with saline or salt in the water. And the fact that the Gulf Stream is no longer existing. There was a time in Europe when there were seven currents that they based their weather predictions on. Now, then, over the years, it dissipated down to four currents, and today, there are no currents like the jet streams. Now, what does that mean? It changes the salt, and that is a basic physics thing, and why the poles are melting. They're not sure if it's global cooling or global warming, because it doesn't work like that. Those are flag terms that are meaningless. What's happening is there's going to be an earth change. And that has to do with pole shifts and the rest of it. It's predicted in the Bible. We're overdue, according to most predictions from appendices, biblical, and that kind of thing. And now, I don't know if you saw that or not, there's some guy walking around saying he's the second coming of Christ, and it shows people wanting to touch him, and he's got his long hair, and it's really creepy. I don't, you know, there'll be a lot of that, you know, on the corners with doom, the world's about to end. That is a common theme, that Earth is about to change. It's not going to end. Man will continue. There will always be man scrabbling on in survival. But there will be blood. Because at those temperatures, I mean, you know, nothing on the surface. If we have a nuclear winter or a cold winter, what is all the plants? Look what's happening in the Midwest right now for plants, corn, and soybean. We're due.
Rick, I can tell you
how that is going to play, but Jeff Yellows and this guy is saying it's happening now.
I can tell you that the sun's rays are really intense. So even though the temperature is not as hot as it might be at this time of year, the sun's rays are more intense, and we find that we can't go outside. We literally have to hide. We literally have to hide inside. And anyone who has a tractor that doesn't have a canopy on it cannot really work in this part of the world, in the Ozarks, in the sun, in their field. They have to have a tractor with a canopy, and a cab would be better, and a cab with tinted windows and air conditioning would be better than that. Rick, my understanding is that water freezes at 0 degrees Celsius or centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and yes, it is possible for the oceans to freeze. And it's not, and I don't know the exact temperature at which the oceans would freeze, but they can freeze when we get down to I'm thinking maybe 30 degrees below zero, the oceans can start to freeze. Do you think that's about right?
I don't know. Right now, I have had my hands full of just my day-to-days in terms of book sales and websites. My website got maxed. Nobody could place an order on my website for the last 2 weeks, and nobody told me that until I discovered one person. I'm focused on other things. I'm not even thinking about anything now but basic survival. The ocean can freeze. It won't. It'll raise. And New York, and just like in the movie, will flood.
Right. Hold that thought. Let's talk more about this when we come back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So let's do a quick refresher. So fresh water begins to freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. That's fresh water. That's not salt water. That's not seawater. Seawater begins to freeze at 28.4 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. So my initial thought, my initial guess, estimation, that the sea would begin to freeze at minus 30, I think is reasonable because the sea is a huge heat sink. It's a lot of heat contained within the sea, and the sea is deep, and it's moving. So because it's moving, because it's deep, because it contains a lot of heat, that I think that minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit would be a reasonable guess at what temperature the oceans would begin to freeze over, and freeze deeper and deeper and deeper. Indoor pipes will freeze, indoor pipes, when it's minus 20 outside, if you don't have heat inside. So the longer it's minus 20 or below, the sooner those pipes are going to freeze if you don't have heat inside. And as you talk about this, Rick, you said something like, I believe you said something like, you don't want to be doom and gloom. But if these events occur, pretty much everything that we know is going to stop. For example, lead-acid batteries, which are called flooded cells, because there's a flooded set of plates in the batteries. They're flooded with a liquid. It happens to be an electrolyte, like sulfuric acid. That will begin to freeze. Oh, just if you have a discharged battery, you know, or a weak charge, it will begin to freeze at about the same temperature that water does, 32 degrees. So that's why you keep your batteries fully charged in your automobiles in the winter, because if you don't, the electrolyte will freeze and burst the case of the battery, and it will buckle the plates and physically destroy the internal workings of the battery. So that's why you keep your batteries charged in the winter, so that doesn't happen. But even with a fully charged battery, when you get down to 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, you're going to have batteries that are going to fail. They're not going to work. That means that the communication systems, the central offices, as they're called, which is where the switching gear of the local telephone companies, that's where they house that. It's called the central office. Doesn't mean lots of people are there. It means that's where the equipment is. They have battery backups to keep those systems working when there is a power outage. That's why your telephone works when the electricity isn't working. So when your local grid is down, the telephone company still has signal on your landlines because they have a battery backup. Well, that won't work. Hard drives don't like being cold. Hard drives don't work in cold weather, really cold weather. They don't even want to spin up. So your hard drives won't work. The servers won't work. The batteries will freeze. Although the solid-state electronics like it cold, but they don't like it. They don't like ice on the circuitry. So that's not going to work. So we're going to lose communications. We're going to lose the grid. We're going to lose the cooling system for the nuclear reactors. Yeah, we'll lose that too. Looks like we're going to lose everything, Rick.
Yes and no. Yes, yes, yes. We have underground bunkers. We have that where things will work. However, it takes, like a nuclear reactor, it takes one full year to actually power one of those down. You can put it on hold, but you still need the coolant for a full year before the reactor is literally zero. And because of that, with the suddenness and the grid collapse and not being able to cool the reactor, even at these temperatures, that's not going to have a single thing to do with nuclear radiation. And all these reactors that are near you are going to go critical, like Chernobyl and Fukushima. They're going to fail. And as such, you're going to have a part of North America that, when the party's over, will be literally uninhabitable for several hundred thousand years. And that's technology that played the game of, we don't know how to get rid of nuclear waste, but in the next 20 years, we'll invent a way so that we have a place to put all this nuclear waste. And here we are, 30 years later.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now expected to announce in a matter of hours that he's taking executive action to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The president tweeting this morning that after today's social media summit that he's hosting at the White House, he'll hold a news conference on, quote, the census and citizenship. His administration's efforts to add the question have been blocked in court so far, but two senior administration officials are confirming to CBS News that some sort of executive action will indeed be unveiled at that newser. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants. Reports are the raids will begin on Sunday and could last for several days and may include so-called collateral deportations. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, many years ago, when I lived in Virginia, I was in the co-pilot seat of a small airplane, a Cessna. And we flew to upstate New York. And we left upstate New York from an international airport. We're in this little tiny plane. And it was starting to snow. And the visibility was getting worse. And we decided we're going to get out of there before we couldn't see and we get stuck there. So we took off, and we're at about 1,000 feet, maybe 1,100 feet. And the engine stalled. We were at zero visibility, and the engine stalled, the carburetor iced up, and there was the perfect combination of humidity and the temperature was dropping really quickly, and the engine shut down, and we couldn't see where we were going, but we knew one thing, we were going downward, and I had visions of old farm fences, barbed wire, power lines, power poles, trees. I couldn't see them, but I knew they were in our very near future. We couldn't get our engine started because of those temperatures. Ultimately, we got the engine started and we pulled out of it. But it was a white knuckle ride. And the reason I'm mentioning all this to you is because gasoline, when it volatilizes and vaporizes, gets cold. So that means to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as if we get into plummeting temperatures, our gasoline-powered vehicles aren't going to work.
Oh, no, nothing will work.
Our diesel-powered trucks and cars won't even turn over, let alone start, because we won't be able to generate. Diesel engines are combustion ignition. They don't have spark plugs, and diesel engines rely on the heat of the compression of the fuel and air to cause an explosion for the engine to run. And if we're talking about temperatures like this, there's going to be no diesel engine. You're not even going to be able to pump diesel fuel. Diesel fuel will be like molasses or worse coming out of the pump. It might be a solid, let alone, it won't be a liquid. It'll be more like a solid. You won't be able to pump it either through your fuel pump in your vehicle or from a dispenser like in a fuel station. So, Rick, as you say these things, I believe that it's getting colder. I don't know if I'm up for the 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit yet, next year. But I do believe that we are facing a colder winter. I believe it so much that we are absolutely preparing for it in every way possible. I'm talking about heating fuel, wood. I'm talking about propane. I'm talking about diesel fuel. I'm talking about hay for the animals, shelter for the animals.
Yeah, I need to say something here. The problem also is the temperature is going to happen, and the change from being normal or cold to unlivable in minutes, not in hours and not in days. It's not going to be gradual. It has to do with air currents. The currents in our atmosphere and the way cyclones work, where it sucks everything out of the air in a big cyclone. You will start to see it as a storm center that is getting larger and larger and larger, just like in the movie. The movie itself was written by a scientist predicting how the best scenario of how bad it will be and how long it will last. It may not last, that current change may not last more than 2 weeks. Might reboot. But during that 2 week period, people in the air, just like in the movie, that aircraft will start to fail. One guy, when it's starting to fail, opened his window to look outside, and when he looked outside, he was frozen. Just like that. Vapor pressure. And that's what it's going to be about, the vapor pressure. And that's how the Earth reboots itself, is the extreme. exchange ratios in these air currents. And that's why it's going to happen, because the air currents have to have it. Haven't you noticed the ionosphere and up there how the clouds are moving one way and the lower clouds are moving a different way? You have currents up there. And these currents are what move the water around the planet and the surfactants or the salts in the water. And when it changes, the salt levels, that's what we're talking about. And this is going to have, you know, you wanted to talk about surfactants and red line oil, which I use in my 280Z. And I was all prepared to do that. And I started to realize what a surfactant is and how, on a more global level, that physics is going to be applied to other aspects of reality. And that's when I opened up with my salvo. That's what your little cue up this morning led me to do. That's my science going to the next stage to an, oh my God, you know, one of those kinds of places. And I don't know what to tell you, because it's going to kill everything in the soil, which means there's going to be no seed. That means the trees are gone. The earth is barren. There's going to be a weird sun, because there's going to be no kind of filtering system for the UVB, you know, the strong ultraviolets, ultraviolet UVBs. They're going to be so bad they sterilize everything that you consider living, including seed that's in dormant stage. That's why they had that repository in Sweden. This is
Norway, which by the way, I believe is melting.
Isn't
they
that
have a problem with that? Yeah.
But here's an interesting talk about it. So is it global warming or global cooling? And the correct answer is yes, it's both, because it isn't about warming and cooling. It's about current changes in the atmosphere and what must happen because of the salt in the ocean. That's that. And it's basic. And that's why there's been this confusion of global warming and global cooling. It's both, and yes, the pole shifts are literally shifting now. We're not talking about magnetic. We're talking about literal. And with the earthquakes that are happening right now in California and in Europe and down in Asia, what, and Yellowstone. Yellowstone has just gone red alert. There it is.
All right. Rick, let's bring this right down to where it hits home.
Well,
if you look at Europe, England, for example, if you look at the infrastructure that England has, like their water pipes are just below the surface, okay? They're not deep. Right here in the United States, we look at the frost line. We say, okay, how deep do we have to bury our water pipes, our sewage pipes? Well, we look at the frost line. It's different for different areas of the country. So, for example, our area is around 24 inches here in Missouri. So I buried our pipes 3 feet deep.
By the way, where I lived in the Okanagans, our frost line was at 3 feet. And I grew up in that area. It was wood consciousness. And I'm, you know, wood does everything. But frost lines at 3 feet is a whole lot different than this. This will be a frost line, a minimum of 10 feet between you and the surface to protect yourself with insulation. It's a minimum of 10 feet.
That's why I'm bringing this up. So in England, for example, when the pipes are buried just a few inches below the surface, just so you don't trip over them, literally, their pipes are going to freeze and break. All of them. If this happens, every pipe in England that has water in it is going to break. Every one. Now, in the United States, when we bury our pipes 2 and 3 feet below the surface, every one of ours is going to break. And let's say it's only for 2 weeks. They're still all going to be broken. That means
it only takes
that
a couple of days for the ice to expand to the point where it breaks the steel. That's because water does not compress and has the unusual property of expanding when it freezes.
And when it's heated, water is, as far as I remember from Chemistry 101, which is a long time ago, in the early 1970s, water is the only substance that expands when it's heated and it expands when it's cooled. No other substance does. Is that right?
Approximately correct. There are phases of water where it will not do that, but that has to do with Mars and other kinds of environmental habitats that are not generally found on Earth. Phases of water. This is where it's a liquid and a solid at the same time. There are, in fact, you could likely assume that Earth will be like a planet Mars for 2 weeks, atmosphere-wise as well, nothing to breathe.
So for those of us who, and actually I shouldn't say that, I should say for the ilk of the planet, the ones who have got these deep bunkers, when they come out and they find that the rest of us are frozen statues, wherever we happen to be, either in our homes or at the keyboard or wherever we happen to be, on the bus, frozen, wherever we were, when they come out, they're not going to have anything.
No, that means whatever you come out with, you have to, that you want to live, you have to bring with you. That means you go down with it and you come out with it because it's not going to be here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. And what is on the surface of the Earth will be rotting, decaying, and promoting disease. There'll be bodies rotting
everywhere. And that thing is usually what happens second. In all disasters like this, the first two things that happen is dehydration and exhaustion. Those are what kill the first 50% of those that are going to die. That is historically correct. 50%, the first 50% of people to die will be from dehydration and exhaustion and related, you know, syndromes from that. Those are the first two things to kill, even before diseases and other kinds of weirdness, looting, whatever.
When I lived in Virginia, we had a grid down situation for just 11 days. And it was a real simple thing. It was raining at about 31 degrees Fahrenheit. What happened was it was cool for days, and then the temperature started to change, and it rained at 31 degrees. And when the rain landed, it started to freeze. It froze on the power lines. The power lines became thicker and thicker with ice. The fence lines became thicker and thicker with ice. And each drop of rain built upon this mass. They're like icicles, but they were on the power lines and they were attached to the power lines. It was so heavy that the power lines broke. There were so many of them that broke, and then the roads froze with like a quarter of an inch of ice, and nobody could go anywhere.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, class. If you'd like to buy some of his books, you can go to richardallenmiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Rick, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is bring first-hand experience to the discussion, theoretical discussion plus first-hand experience. So, as I was mentioning, when I lived in Virginia a little over 15 years ago, there was 8 days that we had a grid-down situation, and it just was drizzling, and the drizzle caused a quarter of an inch of ice on the roads, and the roads were crowned so that the water would run off them, but they were a complete sheet of ice, complete sheet of ice. You would fall down just trying to stand still. That's how slippery it was. Cars trucks that tried were in the ditch, and there was no getting them out. You couldn't pull them out with a wrecker because the roads were just a sheet of ice. So what happened was, and you're talking about dehydration and exhaustion, and I want to put an exclamation point on that. So on our farm, we were surrounded by other farms. And on our farm, I just went out to the barn, and I fired up our generator. It was a diesel-powered generator connected to a 275-gallon fuel tank. I started up and threw the transfer switch, and we were back online. It took 5 minutes. Now, I called our neighbors, and immediately after it happened, and they weren't worried about it. By the second day, they were pretty worried about it because they had no heat. Why? Because they were conned by the electric company to thinking, and the builders of their homes, into thinking that a heat pump is the way to go. Well, it is if you have electricity. But if you don't have electricity, it's not a good way to go. Now, our generator could not power our heat pump, and we had a heat pump. But we also had an oil burner. So we had an oil burner backup so we could have heat, and the oil burner worked just fine on the generator. And not only that, we had a couple wood stoves, and we had wood and chainsaws and fuel for the chainsaws. So, and a pile of wood. So we were okay. But none of our neighbors, none, was okay. One had a small farm, and they had gas logs, but they had no generator. So they had no water for 11 days. Another neighbor across the road had a generator and some gasoline, but they didn't configure their generator for 240 volts, so it never could power their well. So they didn't have any water. No water. So that's two neighbors without water. Then another neighbor had an 11-horsepower generator. They started when they first bought it a couple years before. They had 1.5 cans of gasoline, which was 5 gallons plus 2.5 gallons, and they had a generator, but it wouldn't start because the carburetor was gummed up. So in the freezing cold, as the temperatures plummeted to down to 15 degrees, that ice wasn't melting. So I spent a better part of a day getting their generator to work. But they only had 7.5 gallons of gasoline, and that generator ate a gallon per hour. So,
you know, there's another problem with water. It's sanitation.
That's right.
We presume that water is abundant, and when we flush toilets and wash our face, brush our teeth, we use massive quantities of water. And a swimming pool is a, rather than a luxury item, is a good holding tank. And people need to start thinking about how to collect water from natural sources. A lot of times your well in the old days used to be inside the house where you filled it from rain that hit your roof. And nobody's prepared. Our whole of civilization is based on some technologies that are limited to certain kinds of habitat and have not been thought out well enough to be in a more hostile environment like space. And because of that, what are we going to do if we have fires? Oh yeah, that's coming up this summer. We're already starting to show forest fires down in on the West Coast that will shade the sun from being able to do photosynthesis on plants. And now there's nothing to eat. It goes downhill from there because most people assume certain kinds of conditions that will not be in place. And that's that.
When I was at the university, my parents decided to sell their house in a neighborhood and buy a house on a farm. And they bought this old farmhouse. Actually, it was a very big farmhouse. It was built in 1844 by a railroad executive. It had a fireplace in every room. I'm not exaggerating. Every bedroom, the kitchen, and the living room had two fireplaces. Connected to the slate roof were downspouts that led into a cistern that was 1,000 gallons, at least 1,000 gallon cistern that collected the rainwater. And it was still operational when they bought the house. It was a dilapidated house, and my dad spent 10 years, maybe 11 years, repairing it. But that's what they did back in 1844. And that was a real preparedness-minded person's house. It was owned by a railroad executive back on the East Coast. So, yes, that's how people prepared for the future. But we're not doing it today because we're too smart for that. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.